This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is set to dramatically slash its trade status with Russia as further punishment for the Ukraine invasion, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden says the move to revoke Moscow's most favored nation status will make it harder for Russia to do business with the U.S. The European Union and G7 nations are doing the same.
In unison with other nations that make up half of the global economy, will be another crushing blow to the Russian economy. It's already suffering very badly from our sanctions.
The president's also banning imports of Russian seafood, alcohol, and diamonds, and restricting exports of luxury goods to Russia, a move the Treasury Department says before today had only ever been made against North Korea. The president says it's aimed at hurting Russian oligarchs who back Vladimir Putin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Talks on ending the Ukraine conflict appear to be occurring daily with varying interpretation on what's going on. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's president says his country's military forces have reached a strategic turning point, while Russia's president says there's certain positive developments in talks. However, neither leader has explained clearly what they mean. Volodymyr Zelensky says it's impossible to say how many days we will still need to free our land, but it's possible to say that we will do. Meanwhile, in Moscow, Vladimir Putin hosted Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko for talks, telling him that negotiations with Ukraine are now being held on almost a daily basis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.